Welcome to Midlife Moms, a podcast where two friends come together
to discuss marriage, motherhood, and all things life can throw at you. We're your hosts,
Melanie
and Allison.
Hang out with us while we discuss what it's like to be a
40 plus mom in this crazy world.
On today's podcast, we thought it'd be natural to just kind of introduce ourselves and talk about why we're here
and how we met.
So Melanie and I are both moms, hence the intro, right? We met about 3 years ago when our children attended the same school and are in the same grade. Something that we have in common is that we are both older ladies.
Moms.
Yes. I thought I was the oldest mom in the class until I met a few others. Melanie is one of them.
I believe I'm the oldest.
And we both have one child. We both have onlys.
And you're a boy mom, and I'm a girl mom.
That's right.
So we're definitely yin and yang in that.
Mm-hmm. But you know when you just meet people and you automatically click?
That's us.
That was us.
That was totally us.
Oh, and weren't we homeroom moms the first year?
Oh, we were. That's how we really got to know each other.
Yeah.
That's completely right. I love that.
But we finally were able to coordinate our schedules, and we're meeting in person today to do this thing we've thought about and talked about for weeks
forever, yes. And we hope you enjoy it and have some laughs with us because we think we're kind of funny.
Yeah.
I sound like
it. Oh, I know. Anything else you want to add about how we met? I mean, our husbands kind of get along too.
Yeah, they get along. They've met a couple of times now. Yeah. Especially like at the galas and stuff that we go to.
Yeah. So if I have like a parent event to go to or something after school and it requires either fancy attire or putting on your adult face, my husband will ask, is Tim going to be there? So
really?
Yes, that'd he be will. Because he won't go if Tim's not there.
Did he ask about if he was going to wear a hat?
He did.
That's interesting.
So okay. We had a gala the other couple weeks ago and hats were required.
And neither one of our husbands wore a hat.
No.
Because they're rule breakers and not followers, apparently.
Right.
I wore a fascinator.
I wore a headband with a flower clip that I got.
That's so cute, though.
I got that at the very last minute at Marshall's.
You could market that. That was a good idea.
After I found out, basically after weeks of people telling me, no, I'm not wearing a hat. I was at a flag football game the morning of, and some of the other moms were like, yeah, I went out and bought this cute hat. Or I have a hat in my closet that I had in college, and I'm going to get that out and wear it. So I made a decision. Okay, I'm going to go to Marshall's because, you know, that's like an up-and-coming store and see what I can find.
I feel like a lot of those hats were just their husband's hats some people had on.
Yeah, there were a wide variety. One person even got their hat at the dollar store. So
really?
Yes, a certain pink bedazzled hat was at the dollar store. And her husband wore
it. Party City store, no?
Oh, was it? Maybe it was Party City.
She bedazzled it.
I just think Party City and her store are the same. Okay, no, it was, but it was still Party City.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
And her husband wore a bright purple.
They were good.
Yeah, they were fancy.
So anyways, we know each other from school, if you can't tell.
Right.
A lot of school. And then we started doing things together outside of school.
Mm-hmm. And my son is a total boy. He's not really into girls. So I think if Melanie had a boy, we probably would do a lot more things together. But, you know.
And my girl is a total girl's girl.
She is.
All pink. Yeah. Although she does do martial arts. She's almost a black belt. She'll be a black belt in May. At 7, she'll be.
Yeah. She needs to kick those boys' butts.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. And a dancer. She's a dancer and a martial artist.
Well, she's well-rounded.
And then does what?
Is all sports. So we recently had flag football that we did for 7 weeks every Sunday or Saturday morning. He's a baseball guy. So he's currently on a team on Saturday that plays games and then also one on Sundays.
Okay. So here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
What would you have done last Saturday, let's say, if before you had, what would you have been doing?
I probably would have laid in bed watching TV on the couch with my blanket and a cat on my lap.
Oh, okay.
In my pajamas till about maybe 11, 12.
I would have been on our boat, or I would have been floating in a pool.
You have a more exciting life than I do. So my...
No, but don't get me wrong. I would have slept. Wherever I was going, I was sleeping. I was either going to sleep in a floaty in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll be asleep on a boat.
Yeah.
Because Tim calls me a marathon sleeper.
Sleeping is my favorite thing to do.
You know, my favorite job would be to test mattresses out. You know, that's a real job.
Is it?
You can go test mattresses out.
Do you just lay it on them, or do you go to sleep?
No, they want you to go to sleep. So you go and sleep on the mattress. And then
Quiet room? Is there a sound machine in there?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I just know that that's a job.
Is there a blanket and a cat?
Not a cat.
Or a dog. I'll take you.
I don't think so. But that is a job.
I wonder how much that pays.
Matter if I can sleep. If I could sleep past 7 o'clock in the morning.
But you have to go somewhere. So that's a killer for me because I now work at home. I've been a work from home person for 5 years now.
Yeah.
You could not even get me into a store to go lay on a mattress.
Well, I wouldn't want people in there with me while I was trying to
sleep.
Yeah. Maybe they'd, they wouldn't bring it to you.
Oh, that's an interesting profession. I never knew that existed until tonight. So
how else are they going to test it?
I don't know. But you can't even really test a mattress before you buy it now anyway, because all those mattresses come in
plastic.
Right.
And the ones in the store are worn out because everybody's been laying on them. And who wants to lay on a bed?
No.
Or a mattress that everybody else...
Who wants to go to a store?
Not me.
Okay. So let me tell you, speaking of, I went to... So Saturday, we had an early morning game. And then I had a few hours in the afternoon. I had to go to do some errands. So one of the errands was to go to Marshall's and return something. I went to Marshall's, but next door was Old Navy. So I'm like, I'm going to stop in Old Navy. I haven't been in there in a while. And it was packed. But I found this shirt and I was like, oh, this is cute for $12. I'm going to get it. So I have it in hand and I walk around the corner to check out. And the line, no kidding, was wrapped. They had one of those rope things it was wrapped around the rope and back into the store. So there were at least 15 people in line.
Yeah, no.
I had a $12 shirt in my hand. I was like, marched right back over, put that thing right back on the rack. Now, my point to this is that before I had my son, I probably would have stood in line and got my $12 shirt.
Yeah, not now.
I don't have the patience.
Yeah. Well, the patience or the time, because...
Plus, I had been up since, 7:30?
Yeah, no.
Out on the flag football field?
No.
Watching baseball also.
Well, and you can shop online. You can go to Amazon, get a cute shirt. If it doesn't fit, you send it back.
Right. Plus, the other thing was, I was like, oh, I could just go right onto Old Navy and order the shirt for $12. I mean, granted, I might have to pay shipping.
Well, you're doing better than me because I wear a uniform all the time.
Now,
after COVID, I just wear a uniform, one shirt. And some yoga pants.
But it's not really a uniform.
No, but it's my uniform.
Your mom uniform.
Yeah.
And so let me rephrase. I was replacing some staples in my mom uniform.
No.
But it was black. It was a black t-shirt with frilly arm things.
Well, that's cute though.
It was, but it's still on the shelf because I couldn't stand in line.
Yeah, I really need help with that. I follow these girls on Instagram and they're like, oh, I bought this on Amazon and this is what it looks like on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you follow somebody that's kind of your size.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have found some cute dresses, but I really need tops and jeans and that kind of thing. But I'm sorry. After I stopped working, I look horrible. My kid looks like she's on the runway.
Yeah. Well,
and I look like I literally stepped out of bed.
Yes. Well, that is the mom uniform, I think. That's
bun and yoga pants and Roxy's. I love to wear Roxy's.
What are Roxy's?
My shoes that I have on.
Oh.
They're just slip-ons.
Okay. Well, I have something similar.
Those are cute. What
are mine? Are Dr. Scholl's.
Speaking of age. That's all I know about Dr. Scholl's is you did get those when you had...
Well, they had the sandals, right? So those were all the rage when I was a kid. So
really?
Yeah, those were Dr. Scholl's. And
I wore Keds.
I'm going to date myself now. Back in the 80s.
I wore Keds and bongos and bongo shorts. Did you wear bongo shorts?
I did wear bongo shorts.
And EXP?
Yeah, EXP. I did.
I missed that store.
But that was in the 90s, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't really know.
Do teenager back then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I still have some of those because I was like, one day I'm going to fit into that.
But the bongo, my bongo shorts, I do remember this, were my favorite pair. They fit me the best.
Were they the ones that had just the button or did they button all the way up?
They buttoned all the way up.
Yes. Yes. Love it. Have some of those still. They're in that area that's like, I will wear that one day.
Yeah, I don't have those anymore. But
they may have to cut the back of them. Put them on me when I'm in the coffin, but I'll wear that one day. One day it's coming. I'm not kidding you.
You hang on to it. If you have the storage, you hang on to it. Uh-huh. That was probably like 10 sizes ago for me. So
yeah, mine was, oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine was about 13 sizes for me. Because I used to wear, I was in way single.
We won't go there.
Now it's like, which leg would you like that to be on?
Yeah.
It won't be on. That's so funny.
I say, as I'm wearing my mom messy bun, which is my uniform now. So
your bun?
Yeah, like my little, would you call this a bun or kind of like a clip? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Just like my permanent clip hairstyle.
Yeah, I get it. That's why I don't even have a hairstyle anymore. I just put it up or I put in a clip. So what's the point?
I don't know.
Like I say, I used to dress to the nines and then you have a baby and it all changes. I wonder what people think of me when I go to school and go to functions at school that you don't really have to dress up, but you have to be there.
Well, you know, there was a time when I cared about that.
You don't care anymore?
Not really. I don't know. I mean, I shouldn't say that, but I never used to go out of the house without makeup on.
Yeah.
But, you know, tonight I went out. I don't have makeup.
Was that before, let's say before COVID, or was that just before baby?
I don't know. It's hard. They're starting to blur now. Mm-hmm. My son is 7. I do want to say that, you know, after I had him, it was a tough couple years when he was really young, just kind of getting used to, you know, getting myself ready and getting him ready and getting to work on time because I still had to go to work.
Yeah, but I didn't have to do that. So I don't know what that was. I didn't have that hurdle.
But even now, like since I work from home, I think it's just laziness. I'm home all day working. I mean, I do Zoom calls. So sometimes if we have a fancy client, I will put my makeup on.
Oh, okay.
So, I'll do my hair.
There you go. That's saying something.
For a fancy client. But then I go to school and pick him up and I'm wearing the same jeans.
Well, I dropped off the other day in pajamas.
Did you get out of the car?
No, I haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay. So I
have not proceeded to like pajama up in the office.
Because when I go to pick him from school, I pick him up after carpool and I have to get out of the car and I have to go in and walk to where the aftercare is and get him. So I do need to make sure that my hair is brushed and that I do still have that sense about me where I need to make sure that like,
so they're not like
my
Allison,
outfit matches.
Allison needs help.
Right. Because I don't want someone to look at me and be like,
okay. Do we need to call it help? Well, I told the other morning, I literally had on pajamas and I said to her, you better hope there's no traffic because if I have to sign you in, I'm walking in just like this. No bra. No.
Oh.
And let me tell you, this girl needs a bra. So I was like, you better hope and pray that we don't hit any traffic. So I slid in there on two wheels and I was like, bye. And she's like, bye. I'm glad
we made it on time.
Yeah, she's like, I'm glad we made it on time. I'm like, you and me both. And not to mention that now Willow, my Newfoundland, gets out of the car if we all get out of the car. She did it today.
Does she go into the school?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's been in the office with Brian and everything.
Really? So I went to go pick up one day at Extended, and I had Poppy with me. I have a Chiweenie, so she's a 14-pound Dachshund Chihuahua mix named Poppy. And I brought Poppy with me, so I carried her.
Yeah.
She's a little armed dog. And I felt so self-conscious because, and this was like after hours. This was probably, I don't know.
Not me.
I just felt like, I was like, oh my gosh. So I go into the aftercare area and all the kids, you know, of course they want to pet her.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for bringing my dog in because it must have been hot out in the car or something. And
well, I bring Willow, who is a Newfoundland that weighs 132 pounds now. She's huge. And it's not like I can carry her in my arms. I just bring her all up in the school.
And no one's ever said anything.
No.
No. Okay.
I was going to bring her to chapel just to see.
Now, that is a little bit much for me.
She probably would just lay down.
She probably would.
But I don't know.
We'll yeah. see.
But yeah, I take her everywhere.
I did bring Poppy to a baseball game recently for my son. So she was very well behaved. Yes. I think I found her calling.
What, she go to the baseball games?
Yeah. She just sat on my lap. And she just looked back and forth. She's a people watcher.
Yeah. She didn't just take her everywhere.
Didn't give me any trouble. But she slept like the next 2 days. So that was pretty good too, because it just wore her out.
It was mentally. Yeah. That's what happens if we have a party at the house and there's a bunch of people at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Willow will literally just lay down and go to sleep with everybody there, which is very strange.
That is strange.
And then like the one night we were all there and six girls.
Yeah.
She decided she was going to be all up in our business because I guess it wasn't enough stimulation for her.
Maybe she was hungry.
I don't know. But
she just felt like being sociable.
Yeah. Because when we have all the kids at the house and stuff, she goes to sleep and just waits for them to come pet her. So
yeah.
We're way off. Like...
Oh, I know, right? So
school to the dogs to life.
Yeah.
That's life.
I mean, that is life, right? So
one day in the near future on the next episode, not the next, but maybe at some point, you know how crazy I am about food and stuff. I'd like to discuss that since
we
need to read ingredients.
Right.
Because when she was a baby, I made all of her food because I didn't want her eating out of a jar when she got to be.
You're that mom.
I'm that mom. I'm that mom. I have a shirt that says I'm okay with my crazy.
And there is nothing wrong with that. People like me need people like you.
Okay.
Right. So other topics that we.
But we are going to bring some people in too.
We are. We are.
For different walks of life and some other insight on different topics of things.
Yeah.
Other moms that...
Older moms.
Older moms. Right. For sure. Yeah.
So I'm going to be honest with you, Melanie. Mm-hmm. I am not a millennial. So don't drag me into the millennial things.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't either.
What is millennials considered? Like,
I don't know. But I'm Gen Xer. Like, I'm 80s all the way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
So, yeah. I'm an older mom. Like the TikTok? I don't know the TikTok. I don't know the TikTok. I
have the TikTok, but I only have the TikTok because I wanted to look at this girl that was doing home improvement.
Mm-hmm.
She literally did her whole house while her husband was away in the military.
Really?
Yeah. And she like did all kinds of stuff, woodworking, everything, you name it. So I got hooked to that. Mm-hmm. And then I got on the, I don't want to say the wrong side of TikTok. It was kind of the wrong side, but the right side. So it was all these like hot guys dancing. And I don't know how I got there. But anyway, so I got there and then I started like researching like crafts and
things
like that. So TikTok is good when it comes to that. But I don't know how to really do the video part of it. Like not, if I was going to do a TikTok,
yeah, you could
forget it.
I would not know how to do that.
No, you'd probably see my feet the whole time. I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
And the dances that they do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. But I do like the Instagram.
I have the Instagram too.
I like the Instagram.
I have the Facebook. Does that date me too?
It probably does, because if I have Facebook.
And I don't remember. Somebody said, I guess it was my friend Katie's daughter. She said, you don't have Facebook anymore. So I guess it's a.
Is that out?
I guess teenagers don't use it. They use Snapchat or something.
I have Snapchat.
I only have it for the funny faces.
Yeah, us too.
That's it.
Yeah. So my son will be like, can I have your phone so I can do funny faces?
And there's a comedian, a lady that does it on Instagram. I'm sure people have seen her and I don't know her name right offhand, but she makes her funny face and then she talks about things. It's hysterical. Mm. I'm all about a good laugh.
Yeah, me too. Okay. So anything else we want to bring up on our first episode? I don't know how long we've been chatting for.
How do you tell?
You don't. I didn't put the timer on.
Like we said, we don't know how to use all this stuff.
I did not put the timer on.
Okay. Well, I think we've got a lot of good things.
But, yeah.
And on the next episode.
Yeah, what is on our next episode?
Poll us. Nope. Poll us.
Message us.
DM us on Insta.
I know, but we don't even have an Insta page.
Oh, we have to do that. That would be fun.
It would be.
We'll have to do that. Yeah. Okay, the next episode we could do That's Life.
Okay.
Encompasses everything. We could do all kinds of stuff. I've been through the ringer in life.
Well, let's take it slow.
Yeah. Look out. Look out, world.
Hold your
horses. Coming in hot. We need to like get some people.
Yeah, so
interviewing.
We have some other moms that we want to bring in and kind of
pick their brain,
have some laughs. We know a lot of funny people.
Yeah, we really do. I need to interview Sarah, my friend. She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe talk about the Botox again because that's hysterical. She's got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, the Botox, right?
That was fun. Yeah, we really need to get this going because it'll be fun if we have a bunch of people following and then we can get different advice on things, which like we are going to have to say we're not doctors. We're not any of that.
No,
don't follow our advice unless you just want to look at it for yourself. Do your research.
No, ma'am. I'm not a lawyer.
No.
I'm not a,
We're not, no. Okay. No. We're not going to go to the law. Yeah.
No.
So take the advice and the information we give you and do your own research. That's a big one.
I know. So anywho.
So we will be back here. We're going to try to do this once a week. I think it would be good to do once a week if we can.
Yes. It might not always be in person.
No.
But
in person. But we could do once a week. At least push them out once a week for everybody to know that we're
get
here.
Get some content in. Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
I can do that. Good.
We'll work at it.
Okay.
Maybe.
How do we want to end? We worked on our beginning. How are we going to end?
Maybe we'll get big enough where people actually miss us if we don't push one out.
You never know.
You never know.
Stranger things have happened.
So I guess we'll just sign off.
Okay.
Hasta luego. Is that the right word? No. Hasta la vista? No.
I don't know.
I'm really thinking of the Terminator. Schwarzenegger is like what 77?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
I don't know what that. I don't speak Spanish.
I don't either.
I took French. I took 7 years of French. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Okay. Au revoir. We will see you next time.
See ya.